Well, good morning and welcome to Coffee and Devotions. Thanks for joining us this morning. This is where every day we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2021, we'll make it through all the wisdom literature. Well, why don't we go ahead and we'll have some coffee, we'll pray, and we'll get into Psalm 112. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for the blessing it is to get to come to your word, to read it. Father, we pray that we might understand it and that you might apply it to our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Here we go, Psalm 112. Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. His descendants will be mighty on earth. The generations of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteousness. A good man deals graciously and lends. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he will never be shaken. The righteous will be in everlasting remembrance. He will not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He will not be afraid until he sees his desires upon his enemies. He has dispersed abroad. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn will be exalted with honor. The wicked will see it and be grieved. He will gnash his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. Oh, this is this beautiful psalm about the righteous man, right? If we go to the beginning, well, first we need to ask ourselves, A, what is this about? B, what's the best verse to summarize this? And C, what are we called to do in response to these words? So A, what is this about? Oh, praise the Lord. And then the introduction really gives it in verse 1. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. And then it talks about what this righteous man is like in the first couple verses. So verses 2 down to verse 8 talks about this righteous man. And what's he like? Well, his delight is in God's commandment. He fears the Lord. His descendants will be mighty upon the earth, and the generations of the upright will be blessed, right? It talks about the fruits of this righteous man and what he's like. And then he says, unto the upright there arise light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous, right? The righteous man is a man who, a good man, deals graciously and lends. He will guide his affairs with discretion, right? This is somebody whose heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He's not afraid. And then in verses 9 and 10, he is dispersed abroad. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn will be exalted with honor. But the wicked aren't so happy about this. Look at verse 10. The wicked will see it and be grieved. He will gnash his teeth and melt away. What are they not happy about? They're not happy about this person. They're not happy about this righteous one. The desire of the wicked shall perish. What is this really about? This is about Jesus Christ. Jesus is this perfect righteous one. Jesus is the one who is established in his love for the Father. Jesus is the one who is gracious and righteous and full of compassion, right? It's Jesus's tender mercies. It's Jesus's heart of compassion. It's Jesus who is gentle and lowly. It is Jesus who is firmly fixed, and his fame extends all through the nations, but not everybody likes that. There are those who hear the good news of Jesus Christ, this righteous man who has been fixed and established, and who gnash their teeth at him. It is Jesus who has been exalted and whose horn has been made great. It is Jesus and those of us who trust in him who will be established forever. What's the best verse to summarize this? Well, I really like verse 4, but let me know in your Bibles, what would you underline as the best verse to summarize this? Lastly, calling. See, calling. What are we called to do in response to this? Are you trusting in Jesus Christ? Do you fix your eyes upon the one who is gracious and merciful, full of compassion, righteous and holy? He lends to the poor without usury. He bids you come, buy without money, come to the living water. Are you going to him today? Are you trusting in him? Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day, and we thank you for the rich blessing it is to be your children. Lord, we pray that you might fix our eyes upon Jesus, that you would well up in our hearts a joy that it is he, our King, who is good and righteous and just. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, may God bless you today. May you walk in joy and peace, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.